Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, loves. Welcome to another episode of the Heal Your Story podcast. We are at episode 139. Are you a perfectionist? Woo! Do I know this topic well? When I was younger, I didn't realize that I was a perfectionist. It became ever present to myself in my 20s and then creeped into my 30s before I started to do something about it because it was making me miserable. Mine came due to my own misunderstanding of the world and my role in it. You see, I thought I had to be perfect to make people proud of me. I thought I had to be perfect to have people love me. My thoughts were very wrong, but it took me some time and work to unravel that programming. Perfectionism is about avoiding feelings of shame and inadequacy. I'm just going to say that again. Perfectionism is about avoiding feelings of shame and inadequacy. By being perfect, you have permission to not feel bad about yourself. However, you never really quite feel good about yourself either. Perfectionists aren't trying to achieve something great. They're trying to avoid something negative.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A perfectionist can enjoy a few perks, and many people admire perfectionists. However, the disadvantages usually aren't worth it. Perfectionists, when in the throes of it, tend to be quite miserable because they start to lose sight of who they really are. And when you're striving for perfection, there is something you're trying to attain. That can be praise, that can be love. That could be admiration, anything really. Many of you heard me say this before, but I call myself a recovering perfectionist because it's something that does creep up. Those old feelings of inadequacy can creep in from time to time. And I realize that I'm trying to make a situation perfect. Add being a sensitive person on top of that, and you can try to make everything perfect for someone else. Trying to make everything perfect can be an inherent trait for a sensitive person. It's a slippery slope, but slowing down and learning to quiet the noise in your head are keys to awareness of when you may be sliding towards those perfectionist tendencies. And some people, the pattern can be so ingrained that they aren't even aware of themselves trying to please others for an outcome so that they can avoid their own self-induced feelings of guilt and shame. Trying to make life perfect is absolutely exhausting. And think about it. When you're coming from trying to make life perfect, the smallest infraction in life in your surroundings that aren't perfect throw you into absolute chaos. Anyway, being a perfectionist has several disadvantages. One, you waste a whole lot of time. Some things don't require a high level attention. To spend more time than necessary is a waste of an important resource, your time. If success is important to you, allocating your time wisely is an important consideration. Being a perfectionist creates a lot of stress. When there's only one way to be successful at something, there's no room for error. Perfectionists aren't happy people. There's a constant anxiety that can't be completely satisfied. You lose sight of the big picture. Bogging yourself down with trivial details can limit your awareness of the bigger objective. And you're never happy with your results. You might be satisfied, but you're never happy. And you keep going because you're the guy on the team that's gonna like bring it home, or a gal. You won't let anyone down. Signs to be aware of. These are to decide if you're trying to be too perfect. Maybe you take things too far. No matter what you do, you take it to the limit. Everything has to be done as well as possible, whether it's folding the laundry, parking the car, or doing something much more meaningful. Maybe you long for days of the old when life was easier and competition wasn't too great on the average. Your achievements are witnessed by everyone. Your work is also clearly judged quantitatively. You knew exactly where you stood in a time before. Maybe you're being too judgmental if you're judgmental of others. Your standards of acceptability are so high that no one can consistently achieve them. If you find yourself with less friends than you'd like, your commitment to be perfect might be the primary cause, and it might not be. You just may have been surrounded by some not awesome people. That is a possibility, and you've done what you needed to do to clear them out of your way. But in the context of this episode, perhaps your standards may be too high of others. And you know you're trying to be too perfect when you are too hard on yourself. By the same token, you can't live up to your own expectations either. This leads to feelings of disappointment and shame. Are you more successful than most of the people you know, but less pleased with yourself than they are with themselves? Do you find it hard to be proud of yourself? Do you feel happy and proud when you're successful, or do you merely feel a sense of relief because you've been successful? Another sign of perfectionism, you know, is sometimes you, okay, this one I find that you can either be one or the other. You can procrastinate excessively because you're trying to get things in line because you want everything to be perfect. And then once you found that everything is in line, it's go, 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 go. So the need to be perfect creates anxiety and makes it hard to get started on projects sometimes. I mean, you know you're in for a lot of work and also self-induced drama. Under those circumstances, anyone would be hesitant to get started, right? So what can you do if you're a perfectionist? First of all, are you even going to admit it? But it's to determine how much time is reasonable for completing something. When we're a perfectionist, it's never done until it's the best, and then it takes forever. Ask a successful friend or teammate how long they would spend on this task and limit yourself to that amount of time. You'll soon learn what's reasonable. You know, again, as a recovering perfectionist, I now say, done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect on most of these podcast episodes. car may go by, maybe a whistle in the background. There's a click. Done is better than perfect. What else can you do? Stay focused on the most important activities. Perfectionists spend too much time on minor details. Ask yourself which activities will lead the most results for the time spent on them. And learn to accept being less than perfect. That's a hard one, right? How does a perfectionist learn to accept being less than perfect? Oh, practice, 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 and a ton of awareness. Notice that no one else cares if something is less than perfect, unless you're dealing with another perfectionist or a narcissist. But hey, you don't need to beat everyone else. Strive to attain a high level of quality with a reasonable amount of effort and time. If you're happy with the results without going overboard to make sure you're, you know, not overly trying to exceed someone's expectations, then that's what you're aiming for. Perfectionists believe they're committed to excellence, but they're actually avoiding feelings of inadequacy. If you're a perfectionist, ask yourself why. What do you gain? What does it cost you? Do you take pleasure from being perfect? Probably not. How do you feel when you're less than perfect? Also, probably not so good. Not good enough and not good enough. Oh, lessons to be learned here. If you can get to the point of recognizing that you're a perfectionist, you're going to have to do something each day just very well, but not perfect. And this may take a while, but soon enough, you'll be enjoying the benefits of excellence rather than the disadvantages of perfectionism. I would love to hear your thoughts about the patterns of perfectionism that you may have fallen into. Do you resonate with this? I'm sure some of you will. You can reach out to me via my social media platforms or via email. The links will be in the show notes. You can find other episodes about perfectionism by scrolling back to episodes 117, 107, and 97. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. You can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.